Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. Today's topic, that sneaky little beast we all know and loathe. Procrastination. Ever feel like your to-do list grows longer every day, even though you're just barely keeping your head above water? You know that feeling when the pressure is mounting, but you're staring blankly at the screen, scrolling through social media, or binge-watching that new show you swore you'd only watch for one episode? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? We don't have to be prisoners of our own procrastination anymore. Today, we're diving into the power of a simple yet surprisingly effective technique, the 2-minute rule. It sounds too easy to be true, right? Well, stick with me because this is more than just a clever name. It's a shift in mindset that can genuinely change your relationship with those pesky tasks you keep putting off. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember about the 2-minute rule and how it can help you conquer procrastination. 1. It's all about momentum. Ever notice how starting something, even for just 2 minutes, can create a ripple effect? That initial push is often the hardest part, and once you get that ball rolling, you're more likely to keep going. It's like opening a window on a cold day. That first breath of fresh air gets you moving and wanting more. 2. Break down those daunting tasks. We all have projects that feel overwhelming, right? Like trying to climb Mount Everest with just your bare hands. The 2-minute rule helps by reminding us that even the biggest mountains are climbed one step at a time. Focus on breaking it down into smaller, manageable chunks. Instead of thinking write a whole report, think spend 2 minutes jotting down my main ideas. 3. Build positive habits. This isn't just about tackling to-dos, it's about building momentum in your life overall. When you consistently use the 2-minute rule, even on small things like making your bed or clearing your desk, you create a virtuous cycle of accomplishment. That sense of progress motivates you to tackle bigger challenges and keeps that procrastination monster at bay. 4. Embrace imperfection. The 2-minute rule isn't about doing everything perfectly, it's about getting started. Sometimes, even 2 minutes of effort is better than none at all. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither will your masterpiece. Just start with those 2 minutes, and you'll be surprised how far you can get. 5. Don't give up on yourself. We all slip up sometimes, but the key is to not let those moments derail your entire progress. Just pick yourself back up, dust yourself off, and remind yourself of that 2-minute starting point. You've got this. Think about it like this. You're craving a slice of pizza after work. Instead of letting the thought linger all day long and then ordering takeout at 9 p.m, wouldn't you feel better if you just took 2 minutes to whip up a quick salad or prep some veggies? That small act sets the stage for healthier choices later on. The same principle applies to everything from tackling your emails to organizing that cluttered drawer that's been bugging you. Start with those 2 minutes and it could be the first step toward a more productive, focused, and fulfilling day. So, what are you waiting for? Take those 2 minutes right now and think about one task you've been putting off. What's the absolute smallest thing you can do to get started? Write down your idea in a notebook. Make a quick list, or even just visualize yourself taking that first step. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about building momentum and breaking free from procrastination's grip. Here's what we covered today. The power of the 2-minute rule, breaking down those daunting tasks into bite-sized chunks, cultivating positive habits, embracing imperfection, and never giving up on yourself. Remember, every journey starts with a single step, and that first step can be as simple as 2 minutes. Ready to conquer procrastination and unlock your full potential? Share this episode with a friend who could use a little motivation, leave a review if you found it helpful, or join the conversation on social media using #EverydayStoicism. Until next time, keep building strength, simplicity, and focus in your everyday life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.